defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, November 9th, 2016. By the way, it's Wednesday. And we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios here in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So the students at Yale University are plowing through the five stages of grief at a record pace. Inside of 12 hours, they're already entering the bargaining stage. Students taking the Economy 115 class are just way too grief-stricken to take their planned exam today. And their professor is sympathetic to this, go figure. The exam, well, it's now optional. Looks like it's gonna be a long 4 years at Yale University. Better go ahead and find your safe spaces. Well, let's get to today's big three headlines. We did it! Donald J. Trump will now become the 45th president of the United States of America. We'll recap what was a long, yet ultimately very fulfilling election night. We'll also go over some of the states that ultimately went red after months of polling, which indicated this shift was never a real possibility. Where did they go wrong? And while mainstream media was trying to reconcile what had just taken place, they came up with a million reasons that may have been contributing factors to a Trump win, but they conveniently left out the possibility of one of the biggest reasons of all. All that plus the left-wing alt-media is in full-blown panic mode. We have some of their funniest, best front-page website headlines for today. Hillary, well, she decided to take a nap last night after being found guilty by the American voters. And now we turn our attention to President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet. We'll give you our best predictions for who he may choose for which position. All that plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here on the Rhino Report. But let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, especially on this Trump Day, Hillary Clinton. Guys, check out rhinoreport.com. Rhinoreport.com. We have a new article up there by Robert. You gotta check it out. It's about the battle may be over, but the war is just beginning. We have new Rhino rants. They're there. Maybe we'll put up some winning lotto numbers. Who knows? Whatever it takes to get you to go and check out that site, you gotta go do it. Plus, you can always follow me, as always, on Twitter, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air, at Rhino on air, or check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport, and you can always email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Fred Dreyer. Did you know the best defense for expensive electric bills is an energy system from Solar Optimum? Solar Optimum, California's leading solar provider, is now offering Tesla Powerwall, a battery backup solution in case of blackouts or natural disasters. For a limited time, Solar Optimum is offering American-made solar panels and a Tesla Powerwall battery for no money down and payments starting at $89 a month. Plus, you'll get a 30% tax credit. So talk to the local experts at Solar Optimum today and get energy peace of mind. Call 818-745-1489. That's 818-745-1489.
Install a Tesla Powerwall in case of blackouts and natural disasters. Call Solar Optimum at 818-745-1489.
All right, guys, a quick little break there. We're off and running on this Trump Day. Trump Day 2016. Big shout-outs to everyone listening right now live on Red Nation Rising Radio and StreamingTalkRadio.com, as well as everyone listening on the replay at midnight tonight, midnight Eastern, on KLRNRadio.com. And if you're listening on the CRN app, CRN Channel 1, hey, hi to you too. It was some night. It was vindication. It was celebratory. It was nail-biting. I laughed. I cried. I mean, it was like the best movie you ever saw. That's what last night was. It was the American spirit alive and well. Against all odds, they'll write books about it. They'll make movies about it. And depending on which political tilt the director takes, it'll either be glorious, it'll be triumphant, or it'll be a disaster. But that's the beauty sometimes of just not knowing what the outcome might be. We took a direction the entire world never thought in a million years we would take. Even some of us didn't think. I mean, we campaigned hard. We put our opinions out there. We put friendships on the line. We put family members. You know, we're fighting with everybody, co-workers, family, doctors, lawyers, the crossing guard, our school's teachers. We were all at each other's throats. And then it happened. Then it all came to the day. And it was put up or shut up. That's what we said yesterday. Put up or shut up. And we put up. Despite the early numbers, the exit polling didn't look good. And we've been warning on this show for a little while, just reject the exit polling, whether it's good, whether it's bad, reject it. 2004 was a nightmare. Terrible exit polling. Everyone thought John Kerry was the winner. That was a hands-down, foregone conclusion in 2004, before the first ballot was even counted. The exit polling yesterday didn't look great. Did not look great. It looked like maybe the Hispanic turnout was going to be larger than we thought. It looked like women were breaking Trump by about 24 points. It looked like people wanted somebody who was better with the economy, and the exit polling was showing Hillary Clinton was found to be better with the economy. It looked like maybe the trustworthy numbers were going to come into play. She was polling higher in trustworthiness in the exit polling than Donald Trump, which we hadn't seen throughout the entire cycle, especially the last 2 weeks. It didn't look good, but we went out, we voted, we took our lumps. There's no doubt about it. We've been taking our lumps for 15 months. Everybody we know. And then we were almost banking on this silent voter thing. Were there people out there? Were there people out there who weren't answering the phone, who weren't saying yes, who didn't want to have the argument with somebody who may have been judging them on the phone? And that is a theory in psychology, that you will say something just to please somebody as to not have the fight. Was that happening? I mean, that's unpollable. There's no way to wrap your arms around something like that. It's called an intangible. So we go out, we vote, and we vote, and we vote, and 120 million of us voted. Then we were hearing, listen, if it's a high turnout, 140, 145 million, 150 million, that goes to Trump, because that's the late decider, the undecider, the silent voter. Trump's going to win in that scenario. And then the numbers start coming in, and they're not real high. About 120 million people voted. That is not very high, considering last time around, it was close to 130 million. And Florida. We're all waiting with bated breath for Florida. This was the piece of the puzzle that needed to go through first. And it was 99% of the precincts reporting for like 2.5 hours. What's going on? The Panhandle voted. Those numbers were in. I-4, those numbers were in. Miami-Dade, those numbers were in. Everything is in. And we hear maybe Broward County. Broward County is holding things up. I can tell you what happened there is you had Debbie Wasserman Schultz had her hand in the pie somehow here, trying to stuff ballot boxes to get this thing within 0.5%, because 0.5% in Florida is an automatic recall. They knew the numbers weren't good. They knew now there was a silent voter. There was a late decider, and late deciders were breaking for Trump. We're seeing that now in all the real, as we extrapolate the data. All that data is not out yet. But they knew the African-American vote was down. They knew Cubans were breaking for Trump. They knew the Panhandle was juiced up. Panhandle could not wait to get out and vote for Donald Trump. So we wait and we wait for Florida. And North Carolina, looking better and better by the minute. Even after Durham County was allowed to stay open 90 more minutes to poll. It was looking good. Ohio was looking really good. I mean, twice what polling was saying. Good. And then North Carolina was the first chip to fall into place. Then Florida fell into place. And then Ohio fell into place. And things are looking up. This is what Trump needs to do. He needs to draw that inside straight. He starts doing it. But Georgia's still out there. Colorado gets called a little bit earlier than people thought. New Mexico gets called a little bit earlier than people think. Now what? It's shaping up to be a real nail biter. That's what's going on. And like I said, I'm sitting there, I'm sweating, I'm going through the New York Times website, I'm going to the NBC website, Drudge Report. I mean, I'm asking the neighbors' kids what's going on. It was that kind of a night. Any little bit of information we could get, and people are asking me, and I'm trying to relay it. And, you know, I don't know. And I got to be honest, I wasn't all that confident yesterday morning. I was prepared for either one. I was prepared to either celebrate or begin the preparations of defending our country. And then it happens. All right, Florida falls into place. Ohio falls into place. Michigan, really, really close. New Hampshire, it's taking hours to get half the vote out in New Hampshire for some reason. We can't get New Hampshire numbers. And then Wisconsin. The cheeseheads, of all people. I would have thought, I would have said 10 times out of 10, Michigan goes red before Wisconsin. Gun to head, I would have put Michigan there. But it was Wisconsin. And then we all started to feel it. It was palpable. It was real. We were 16 votes away. Hillary Clinton, she never led. She never had a lead in this thing. This was the Game 7 where the away team came in, used their second or third string pitcher, and he threw a shutout. They threw a shutout, our bats got hot in the middle innings, and then that was it. It was hard to comprehend. It's still hard to comprehend. I have not digested all of this yet. I'm still in shock. I'm still in awe that the next president of this country is going to be somebody who actually loves this country, who loves the people, who doesn't need it, who's created jobs. Not someone who's been in the arena of politics their entire life. Not somebody who's mired in scandal and pay to play, possible criminal investigation with the NYPD. We have somebody that really wanted this, and you could see how much he wanted this. He crisscrossed the country 5 times an hour. Hillary Clinton, what was she doing? Going to concerts, going to colleges. Guess who didn't turn out? We'll go over the turnout numbers when we come back, plus all the states. Hang in there, guys. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California. With the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Trump Day edition of the Rhino Report. Well, I guess Emerson College was, they were sort of right. I mean, kind of right. Maybe they were the closest polling place to being right. They said this could be the closest blowout ever. But then they went on to say, because Hillary Clinton's going to win every state. I mean, they didn't say that, but essentially. Listen, Donald Trump, when all is said and done, he's going to wind up with probably 305 electoral votes to Hillary Clinton's 232. That's probably how it's going to end up when all is said and done. Right now, New Hampshire's still out, Michigan's still out, and it looks like Arizona's still out. Now, Pennsylvania, Donald Trump never had a lead in Pennsylvania. There was one poll by the ASE, I think it was, that gave you three turnout models that said if it's a light Republican turnout, this is how it's going to be. If it's a heavy Republican turnout, if it's an even turnout, and it wound up being the even model, wound up being the most correct model in Pennsylvania. But he never had a lead. Every single Pennsylvania poll for the last 3 or 4 months, he's down 10, he's down 8, he's down 7, he's down 3. Next thing you know, Real Clear Politics, which again is way off, and we'll talk about that in a minute, all of a sudden he's down 2.5, 2.8, whatever it was, going into yesterday, and he wins by about 1.2. 1.2 looks like, somewhere in the area of 70,000, 70,000, 80,000 votes. The numbers are still changing. They're going to change for a couple of days now. But that's about where it is. North Carolina, this wasn't even that close. And a lot of that has to do with the Republicans keeping up with the early voting. That is where Donald Trump really won this thing. He wins North Carolina by about 200,000 votes, 51 to 47. And it took a little while to call that. I think a lot of decision desks were kind of scratching their head and saying, are these numbers real? Is this really what's happening? Are we really making a decision that will lead to a Donald Trump presidency? And the answer was yes. But here it was. It was this early voting in Florida, too. Because with 45% of all the votes in Florida, they were cast early. So you saw 45% of precincts reporting early. And you saw Hillary had the lead. But that was without a lot of people on the panhandle. It almost looked like really, really early, this could be over quick. And the numbers started shifting. And these early voting states, give Reince Priebus credit, give the GOP, the local RNC or GOP headquarters, give them credit. Because maybe Trump didn't have the ground game, but he got people out to vote early. He got the voter in these early voting states juiced up enough to say, you know what? I don't care what happens the next 2 weeks. I'm voting for Donald Trump. I'm voting against Hillary Clinton. And they did it, and they kept pace. They were outperforming Romney in a lot of places by 10-15% over 2012 with early voting. And that's good. That's a great step in the right direction because the Democrats have owned early voting for as long as it's been around. And finally, we came to play. Finally, we're doing it the way we should have been doing it. Now, Hillary Clinton had headquarters all over the map. She had millions of headquarters, brick and mortar everywhere. Well, guess what? Brick and mortar doesn't win you elections. It never has and it never will. Donald Trump knew where to play. And everybody said, you can't go to Michigan. You can't go to Wisconsin. You can't go to Minnesota. You're wasting your time. Go to Florida. Go to North Carolina. But then what? He needed to get a piece of that blue wall. He needed a brick out of it. He had to throw up a Hail Mary. And he did it. And that Hail Mary winds up being Wisconsin. And who knows? Maybe Michigan. Michigan's really close right now. Really, really close. I think he's up by like, I don't know, 12,000 votes or something in that area. He could get Michigan, Wisconsin, and he makes this play. He knows people in these areas, the Rust Belt. When you go talk about Western Pennsylvania through Ohio into Michigan, these people, they're hurting. They're suffering. The jobs have gone. NAFTA has killed them. And in Michigan, you have these car companies fleeing like the water in Flint is bad. They can't get out of there fast enough. Hillary Clinton didn't play to that person. She didn't say, listen, we're going to get your jobs back. We're going to get, you know, more domestic production of resources with coal. No. She's going to put them out of business. She's going to make them all unemployed. Is that how you win elections now? She was playing for the Hollywood vote. She was playing for the millennial vote. She was playing for votes that did not show up. She's playing the people they had to know were not going to show up. You cannot go out and talk to 20,000 college kids in Ann Arbor or in NC State and expect that they're going to drive home and vote. You're not Bernie Sanders. They were never going to do it. When they were playing these places late, when they were in Western Michigan for some reason, Grand Rapids, she had no business being there. They knew they were in trouble. They knew they were in trouble. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about Donald Trump's possible cabinet, and we'll tell you where the pollsters went wrong. Hang in there, guys. You're listening to the Rhino Report on Trump Day.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country, and they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month, we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh-baked, hot, homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday is our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Join me and Michael Horn on the PM Show Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, here on CRN Digital Talk. We talk about things in the sports world nobody else does. So listen in to me and Mike at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN Digital Talk. And go to crntalk.com for more information on other showtimes. And don't forget to take us with you by downloading the CRN app on the App Store.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Wednesday edition of the Rhino Report. We're in the election hangover. President-elect Donald J. Trump, very, very exciting. I'm still digesting it. I still have not totally digested this whole thing. Maybe it's been 48 hours with no sleep. Maybe I'll get something hot to eat and then get a nice nap in, go to sleep early tonight. Because it's been 40. I didn't sleep Monday night. I barely slept last night. I was too nervous Monday. I was too excited last night. I mean, there wasn't enough Ambien in the world to get me to sleep the last two nights. But so last night, we're stuck at 254, and it's there for a while. And it's there for a while, and everyone's talking like maybe, you know, he's going to be the president. And they're talking about how this all came to be and what he has to do. And I'm thinking to myself, be quiet, be quiet. Nobody say anything, right? I'm a sports fan. I'm superstitious. And more than that, I'm an Islanders fan. I've seen way too many games get blown in the last minute to be comfortable not having that 270. I need to know it's there. And they're talking like it's all over at 254, and we're seeing the people crying at the Jacob Javits Center and the people celebrating at the Midtown Hilton. But it's not over yet until Pennsylvania comes in. And the guy on Fox News who was calling all these different states said, oh, we might not know for Michigan and Pennsylvania and New Hampshire for 2 days, 3 days, a month from now. And that's not going to fly. You got to tell us. You got to tell us. The AP calls Pennsylvania. The New York Post calls Pennsylvania. By the way, the Detroit Free Press, they called Michigan like a half an hour after their polls closed. They could be dead wrong. That's why you don't close states early. You don't call them early. But anyway, so the AP calls it. And finally, Fox News says, you know what? We know some places have called it, but no other mainstream media outlets have called it yet. Well, they're not going to call it because that's the stake in the heart. They know they don't want to call it. They didn't want to call Florida. They called Virginia as early as they could, and Virginia was hanging on. You had Virginia was hanging on, and Georgia didn't look great for a little while. So they closed Virginia the very first second they could with any kind of reasonable data. But Pennsylvania was the stake in the heart. It was the verdict. It was guilty. That's what Pennsylvania was. And Pennsylvania hasn't gone red since, what, 1988, something like that? I mean, it's been a long time. A long time. The blue wall has been torn down. They need to think about what they need to do about rebuilding it. When it started shifting to, well, how does Trump get there? How does he meander his way from Florida to North Carolina to Ohio and then take a brick out of the blue wall? When the narrative changed to how does Hillary get there, that was a big slice of humble pie for Democrats. And you know, part of me felt bad for them. Part of me did. They had a lot of faith in her. There were people out there who wanted to see her win solely because she was a woman. And that is the wrong reason. Absolutely the wrong reason. I believe we will have a female president at some point, probably in the near future. She wasn't right for it. There are lots of people out there, governors, senators, congresspeople, who are much better suited. I'm both sides of the aisle, Democrat, Republican. Much better suited, much better character people, better statesmen, people who may not be under indictment inside of a month. So voting for Hillary because she's a woman, that's a terrible reason. Absolutely terrible. But they were sad and I felt bad for them for a little while. Until I woke up this morning and saw how nasty and condescending they were being. He's not my president. All this stuff trending on Twitter and Facebook. What happened to all this inclusiveness? And love Trump's hate? Where'd all that go? Oh, that's only if we win. Then that stuff applies. When we don't win, we just get nasty, start crying, act like babies. You know, act like ourselves. So I don't feel so bad anymore. Because I know how hard this has been, and I did have some compassion. I did feel for them. I didn't gloat last night. I did today. I waited to see their reaction. Then it was gloating was full on. Full on. And you know what? Your candidate, if you're a Hillary supporter, your candidate didn't even have the balls to come out and look you in the eye last night. Didn't want to do it. It was still going to be on her terms. She sends out John Podesta to say they're still counting votes and every vote should count. We'll have more to say tomorrow. Come out there, own up to it, because we learned later on that you called Trump. And you congratulated him. Get out there. What, was she throwing vases around? Was she passing out? What was going on? Come on. All this talk about how, you know, if Donald Trump doesn't win, will he concede? What about this peaceful transition of power? It was all about Donald Trump. When Hillary Clinton was asked, would she concede? She laughed it off, never answered. That's typical Democrat philosophy. Do as I say, not as I do. And they paid the price last night. The American voter was tired. They were tired of Democrats pandering to Hollywood, tired of Democrat voters pandering to young millennials who seem to want the world handed to them. They're tired of it. They're tired of being called flyover states. They're tired of being ashamed for being a farmer or a factory worker just because they don't sing a top 40 song. They're tired of it. They're tired of the criminality that surrounds not only Hillary Clinton, but her orbit. And a lot of these Democrats, you're going to see a lot of chips start to fall pretty soon. Once these investigations really get rolling. Now, that's a question. How does Donald Trump handle this? What does he do with this? Does he pardon her? Can he do that? I mean, it'll look like a nice show of, you know, nice show of gesture to these Democrats, but you know what? They just take and take and take. They'll never give you back. They'll never vote for you. They'll still say nasty things about you. So why not? Indict her, prosecute her, jail her. I'm fine with it. You know what? At first I said to myself, maybe he should pardon her. But not now. You can't do it. Can't do it. They will never reciprocate. It's all about them. It's the progressive mentality, the liberal mentality. Just gimme. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Well, they may just get her a set of handcuffs. That may be what's coming next. But if you lose an election, you go out, you talk to the people who fought for you, who walked around for you, who knocked on doors for you, who made phone calls for you, who spent money, who took days off of work. You go out and you address them. You don't send your campaign chairman to say, go home and get some sleep. That was a real beta weak move. And that would have been a real beta weak president. It's a good thing Donald Trump won. A damn good thing he won. Could you imagine that? And then it took him 15 hours to put a press conference together today. Terrible. All right, we'll continue on this. Plus, where did the polls go wrong and who's going to be leaving the United States?
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067, 800-628-5067, 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. Remember to check out all the old shows on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio, or you can go to rhinoreport.com. They're all there. Every single show we've ever done is right there on the listen page, along with some general merriment on the Rhino rant page. Lots of stuff. We'll be updating some of the videos there and putting some nice celebratory stuff up on there over the course of the next couple hours. It's not there yet, but it will be there, I do promise. So Podesta says, go home and get some sleep. She couldn't even show up to the Javits Center, so I guess no fireworks, right? I guess they canceled the fireworks. Maybe they should have shipped them over to the Hilton, the Midtown Hilton, and Donald Trump could have shot them off. You know what? His speech was very humble. It was very inclusive. It wasn't rah-rah. Did you see the setup she had? I mean, she thought she was going to win this. They really thought that they were getting cocky. That's what was happening. And Trump just kept plugging and plugging and plugging away. I mean, really embodying the spirit of the American blue-collar worker. And I think people saw that. I think your Rust Belt people saw that. Here's a guy. He's a billionaire. But he's working. He's working it so hard. He's going to 5 and 6 stops a day. And he has the means to do it. I get that. He didn't just rest on his laurels like she was doing. He did a great job of campaigning. He changed the map. He really did. Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, maybe Michigan. The map is now changed. And I think people at the end of the day, they saw that work ethic. And they said, if he's going to work this hard, maybe we should give him a chance. He's not deserving of it like Hillary thinks she is, but he's earning it. He's earning the vote. See, politicians don't do that anymore. They ask for your vote. But he earned our vote. And I think he's going to do a really, really good job. And it's going to be different. It may be hard to swallow sometimes. There may be things he does that your ultra-conservatives don't like. But there's going to be a lot of things he does that the Democrats don't like. And I'm okay with that. He's going to have the Senate. He's going to have the House. And we have the White House. The first time since 1928, we have all three branches. That's crazy. We can get a lot done. Get rid of these executive orders. They're gone. You build a wall. You get rid of Obamacare. You ship out the criminal, 2 million criminal aliens who are here illegally. Get them out. Kate's law gets passed. There's a lot of good things that are going to happen in the first 100 days. We're going to lower the corporate tax rate to 15%. That is outstanding. Small business now pays 40%, 45% sometimes taxes. 15%, that encourages growth. Now you can hire more people. You can open a second location. People under $50,000 a year are not going to pay income tax. We're going to repatriate money. Get rid of this confiscatory tax system we have. There's a lot of good things that are going to happen. And then some things that liberals aren't going to like are going to happen. We're probably going to defund Planned Parenthood. That's going to happen. Because there's no way a company that is profitable should be getting money as a subsidy from the United States government, from the taxpayer. You are profitable. You do not need a subsidy. Sanctuary cities, they're going to lose their money. That funding is gone. Gone. There's a lot of good things about to happen. Some of it's partisan. You know what? Quite a bit of it may be partisan. But these are all good things that keep our country together. They're going to make sure we're strong. America first. America was tired of leading from behind. Because you know why? We weren't leading. We were following. Following. It's going to be crazy, guys. Media was beside themselves last night. They don't see how it happened. You know, they keep saying to themselves, was it the refugee thing? Was it the loss of jobs? Was it unhappy voters? Was it change? Was it political correctness? Was it the Iran deal? Was it the Supreme Court nominees? Yeah, it was all that. But what they're missing, a big part of the reason Donald Trump won last night was because of them. People are tired of being told how to vote, what to do, what's right, what's wrong, what you can say, what you can't say. They're tired of it. Absolutely sick and tired of it. Last night's vote was a referendum on ABC, NBC, CNN, CBS, MSNBC, it was a referendum on all of them, every single one of them. Who knows, MSNBC and CNN, they could be broadcasting static next week. Their viewers are down. And you know what? Good. Good. They were so in the tank for this criminal Hillary Clinton that they should be broadcasting static. All these media types, every single one of them, with the exception of just a couple, even Fox News. You know what? I was watching Fox News, and they even called out some of their hosts that were pro-Trump and said, oh, they're vindicated now. And they're talking about Eric Bolling and Sean Hannity and, you know, whoever else. This was a referendum on media. It was a referendum on a lot of things. I don't like using the comparison to Brexit. I really don't. They're two very, very different things. But it was just our version of changing direction, which is what Brexit was for, of course, Great Britain. It was changing direction. Yeah, and the left-wing media, they're having a meltdown. Huffington Post today, nightmare, President Trump on their homepage. Daily News, New York Daily News, front page, House of Horrors. Trump seizes divided states of America. Slate was putting out the most ridiculous exit poll numbers yesterday. Absolutely wrong, fabricated numbers. On their homepage today, it says, it's worse than you think. The Daily Kos, whatever the heck that is, it says, we lick our wounds, we grieve, and then we blanking fight. They're not gonna fight. Liberals don't fight. They whine, they cry. They're not fighters. They're not fighters. They're lemmings. They're followers, not fighters. The nation, everything we thought we knew about politics was wrong. The country will survive. Probably. Very ominous. You know what? They didn't get their way. Typewriter tough guys not getting their way. And this is what happens. We have a list of people who didn't get their way too. And we're going to see if they really will leave the country. And I'll tell you where they think they're going. Hang on, hang in there, guys. You're listening to The Rhino Report.
season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of today's Trump Day edition, the day after Election Day, the hangover. The Rhino Report. I gotta tell you, I haven't slept. I'm getting loopy. It's been like 48 hours. Generally, I'm not a big fan of when the show ends. I like going as long as we can, but today, I just want to take a nap. That's what I really want to do. I wanted to talk about the polling and where they went wrong. Definitely not enough time to get into that today. Plus, we've been going over numbers and equations and everything for months now. Maybe we just take a day off from that now that we all have math majors. But there was one model, and this was by Helmut Norpoth at Stony Brook University. He beat Moody's. He said Trump was going to win. Everybody called him crazy. His model has been right every single year since 1912, except the year 2000. And he was right. He was right. So he's going to get a lot of credit there and going to get to brag a little bit, have bragging rights. But we'll talk about where all these polls went wrong and the pollsters and everything tomorrow. That'll definitely be part of our tomorrow show. But I do want to get to these celebrities. There's a lot of celebrities, right? A lot of celebrities that are saying they're going to leave the country. So I think we should you know, make them honor their word. You have people like Jon Stewart. He said he's going to go to another planet. Well, you got to be more specific there, John. Which planet? Maybe the moon? That's not really a planet, though. Anyway, Chelsea Handler. She's going to go to Spain. All right, that's good. Neve Campbell. She's going to go to Canada. I think that's back to Canada, though. So Neve Campbell to Canada. Lena Dunham, going to go to Vancouver. She's specific. She knows exactly where she's going to go. So so long. See you later, Lena Dunham. Let's see. Keegan-Michael Key, the one from Key and Peele. He said he's going to Canada too. Now, these people should go out to Cabela's. They should get a nice warm jacket. It's cold in Canada. I lived 8 miles from the border. It's very, very cold there. I'm not sure how they're going to go. Al Sharpton, where's he going to go? He said he's going to go out of here. That's all he says, is out of here. Hey, gotta be more specific there, Rev Al. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, I guess he means out of the White House. He's been there 85 times, right? So, I mean, he won't be going there. Let's see. You have Natasha Lyonne, I guess her name is. She's one of the stars of Orange is the New Black, which is going to be awfully fitting apparel for Hillary Clinton pretty soon. Says she's going to go to a mental hospital. That's where she's going to go if Trump wins. All right, so I guess Marcy in New York has some. Creedmoor, Bellevue, some open beds. Hope you can go there. That's cool. You have Eddie Griffin. He's going to go to Africa. Spike Lee taking a different route, saying he's going to go to Brooklyn. He's going to go to Brooklyn. See, not far enough away. That's not fun. You got to go somewhere else. Samuel L. Jackson, he's going to South Africa. All right. Cher, she's going to Jupiter. That's amazing. That's going to be really cool to see. Can we get JPL on this? The Jet Propulsion Laboratory? They got to get Cher to Jupiter. One way, I assume. George Lopez is going to Mexico. Barbara Streisand says Australia or Canada. So she's put some thought into it, but not a lot. I would say probably Australia. A little bit warmer there. Canada kind of cold for her. So bye-bye, Streisand. Raven Simone, she's going to Canada. Raven Simone, come on. That's so Raven. Whoopi Goldberg. Unspecified, so she's gonna have to be more specific. We're not sure where she's going, but also Miley Cyrus is going to an unspecified location. Maybe it can be a package deal with Whoopi Goldberg. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, don't tease us, but she says New Zealand. That's not gonna happen anytime soon, I can tell you that much. Amy Schumer, she's a train wreck, isn't she? She's going to Spain. Amy Schumer's going to Spain. Maybe she can take Chuck Schumer with her. That would be great. The only person with any sense, only head in their shoulders, is Katie Hopkins. Katie Hopkins is a British columnist. She said if Trump wins, know where she's going to move? America. Welcome to America, Katie Hopkins. All right, guys, a huge thank you to all of those serving our country at home and abroad, and a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please keep it up. Please stay safe. Can't talk today. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Enjoy the big win today. Enjoy it. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.